Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
It's Thursday. It's a big, big day for us. Queen City Rocks fires up tonight at the Exchange. We'll talk about that a little bit later on.
Of course, the college entrance exam scandal in the States, which implicated a former rider, too, David Sadu, who's a Vancouver businessman, involves two actresses, Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman.
Well, that's right.
Lori Loughlin returned to the U.S. yesterday and surrendered to authorities. She was in Italy. She was released on $1 million bail. Just like her husband, so $2 million in the family, on top of the $500 they spent to try to get their kids into USC. Felicity Huffman gets to keep her passport because she's working on a project in Canada right now here. Anyway, while Lori was being charged with breaking the law to get her daughters into USC on the row team, guess where one of the daughters was? On a yacht belonging to the chairman of the USC's board of directors.
Right, yeah.
Not a good look, is it? The guy's daughter brought several friends to the Bahamas, including Lori's 19-year-old daughter, Olivia Jade. But when the news broke, they said, well, it's probably best if you left the boat.
Yeah. So they did. They kicked her off the boat.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see how this shakes down.
Do you think they literally kicked her off the boat? Like, they just, like,
no, they
kicked her off and she swam in?
they
blew up one of the days.
Yar, walk the plank.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I'm Chad.
Hi, Ballsy. I'm Ballsy.
And we are at thewolfrocks.com. You could also give us a listen at the Wolf app, which is totally free. You can get it wherever you download your apps for whatever device you're on.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking a lot about this college gate, and it's very negative, all right? It makes you feel like the world is working against you unless you have millions and millions of dollars. This is a story I think we all need to hear right now. Imagine that you have literally nothing. And all of a sudden, things start working out for you. But not just magically. You put in the work.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 17-year-old kid in New Jersey. He was homeless for most of his life. He's just been accepted to 17 major colleges in the U.S.
Wow.
A kid that was homeless for most of his life. Came to the U.S. from Trinidad with his mom when he was seven. And they were homeless for a good chunk right up till now. And 17 schools to choose from because he put in the work, including some really big name schools, including his top choice schools.
Really?
Right. So
see, that's a great story. That's what I like. Like, a guy's putting in his work. He's homeless. He's grinding, and he has a chance. Now, I know what you were saying yesterday about if you had the money, you'd do anything for your kids, and you're absolutely right. But I like the fact that at least somebody's looking at some checks and balances here so this guy can get in before some rich person just bought their way in.
Not only is he making it into his choice of schools, he also made it into the National Honor Society, and he was president of his class.
Wow.
He was president of his class while being homeless off and on. He would not have a home, and he would go to school where he was president of his class.
That, we talk about overtime heroes, and oh, he kicked the game-winning field goal, he's such a hero. That's a hero right there. That's great.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Queen City Rocks fires up tonight, the 2019 edition. This is where we give bands their chance to make it big. And it's a lot of fun to see these groups go up there and really try their hardest. They get 20 minutes. That's it. 20 minutes to go up there, show everybody they've got what it takes, and they could win a massive prize pack courtesy of all our sponsors, which can be found at thewolfrocks.com.
And I'm going to tell you something right now. It's not as easy as you it's one thing to play in your garage.
Yeah.
It's not as easy to get up on a stage, even though there's like 200-300 people there. It's not 20,000, but it's not that easy. And what makes it easier for them is if you're into it. So if there's a band that you're following at our event, go there and cheer them on.
That's right.
Help them out.
And doors open at 7 at the Exchange, so we'll see you down there. It's always great seeing these bands before they make it big, too, because then you get bragging rights.
Right.
You know, you get to say, well, them? I've known them for years. Or, I saw them way back in such and such, like a dirty club or whatever. Yeah. Like for me, I saw R. Kells, who everybody loves now. I saw them back in 2008. I saw them 11 years ago in a dirty, dirty club. Like, and it was just a small show. And I remember saying, these guys are really good. Now, back then, they were a little, they had a different sound to them. And they were opening for Matt Mays and El Torpedo. I remember being blown away by them. Another group, One Bad Son. I was like, well, those guys are buddies of mine. But back when I was in Saskatoon, I spent a good chunk of my 20s hanging with those guys. And I always knew they were a really hard-working group.
Sheepdogs would be the same type of band, you know? Like, like if you saw them on the ground floor, right?
Right, I did. Yeah, but I didn't like them. I remember I just wasn't a big fan of the Sheepdogs at the time. It was just something about them. But then they grew on me. They really did. And yeah, now they're massively huge. They play festivals all over the world. So what's your band? The one band you saw before they ever made it big. And you have those bragging rights.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We're asking you the bands that you saw, you know, before they got big. We got this text at 936 Wolf. Morning, guys. You'll have fun with this one. Rick here. April Wine, 1970, Weyburn Coliseum lobby.
Lobby?
In the lobby.
Nice.
That's awesome.
1970, April Wine. Holy man. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Got this from Jody. We got a lot of these, actually. Rainbow Butt Monkeys, Finger 11.
Yeah, back before they were Finger 11.
Now, I've seen Alice in Chains in the early 90s, somebody says.
Yeah, that would have been
anonymous.
Big.
Yeah.
They opened up for Van Halen in Saskatoon, I think, when they were on a tour. I believe they got kicked off that tour because Eddie Van Halen thought they were showing them up.
They weren't the merch band, as it were.
Yeah, they used to have the merch band, that's right.
And then we got this one. Saw Motley Crue at the U.S. Festival in 1983.
That would have been a huge gig. That was the U.S. Festival was massive for rock and roll. So the fact that you were there is amazing.
And I got one that I echo. Saw Nickelback at the State in 2001 or 2002.
Yeah.
It was their second album. I was at that show. They didn't even sell out the State here in town. Like, a crowd of less than 400 people.
Right.
That's getting a band before they're big.
Gerald Sinclair says this one. This is the last one. He says, saw Bryan Adams in Saskatoon in 1982 opening for Loverboy. And now Loverboy would beg to open for
no
Bryan
kidding.
Adams.
You know?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Ray sends in a text at 936 Wolf. By the way, that's the number to call and text 936-9653. Nickelback, when they were doing bar gigs promoting their first album, The State, they had no place to crash, so my roommate invited them to a condo outside of Edmonton, and they came.
Really?
Yeah. Eric says he won tickets from The Wolf back in the day to see 3 Days Grace at New York's nightclub here in Regina.
Here's a really weird story. I actually saw 3 Days Grace. Now, they were big at the time. This is when 1X came out, so they were already big. But they had an opener that nobody had heard of. They were called Marianas Trench. Now, you know what Marianas Trench has become. They are a very poppy act right now, like super poppy.
Yeah.
But at the time, they were this unheard of rock group. And they went up on stage, and they were a really great rock band. And that's why when I saw them become what they did, which was a very successful band for what they did in that genre, I was like, oh, why didn't they just keep it rock? You know what I mean? Yeah. Tonight, we keep it rock. Queen City Rocks goes down at the Exchange. 7 o'clock is when doors open. We'll see you there. Get down there. Support your local music scene. These bands are fighting for a chance to win an awesome prize pack. Again, courtesy of our sponsors, which you can find at thewolfrocks.com. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
It's a milestone day.
It's a great day in Regina.
It's when Milky Way opens its doors. On Vic, of course, it's the legendary ice cream shop. And it's a sure sign that things are warming up. Now, would I call it the first sign of spring? Well, it's getting there.
Close. You know, you could see it now. It's like coming over a hill, and you could see the outskirts of your city. You know it's right there. That's what spring is, right there.
And pistachio is their choice today.
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah. It's flavor of the day. You've got to keep track of that.
For those new to town, and we have people new to town, it's on Victoria Avenue right near Victoria and Winnipeg Street, right there.
It's really a historical landmark.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, bigger than the ledge.
You got to pay cash, straight cash, homie.
Is that what it is? I haven't been there in a while. Is it straight cash?
I believe it's still straight cash.
Because I haven't been there in a while. I know back in the, like a few years ago, you had to pay straight cash, but I haven't been there in a bit.
Yeah, and it's there's always some controversy as to whether you should park in the 7-Eleven parking lot or not. No, there is. You're not supposed to park there, but everybody does.
What if you buy Slurpee and then go over and get yourself something from it?
Well, that's the problem.
That's a sign of spring, buddy. It is.
So, but what is your first official, when it happens, you go, okay, spring is officially here. You know that. There's the one thing that happens every year where you go, as soon as it happens, all right, now it is spring. 936 Wolf, maybe it is Milky Way opening its doors. That could be.
Yep.
936 Wolf.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
First sure sign of spring is Milky Way opens. They open their windows today. By the way, people are asking how long they've been open for. I believe this is their 63rd summer.
Wow. Unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Landmark.
Got this text at 936 Wolf. Hey, guys, it's Eddie. I got to say it's a city thing, but a sign of spring for me is seeing all the flooded corners where the drains are plugged and getting that free car wash. I have a smile on my face because Flynn, the window cleaner who dropped us off coffee, that's how I first met him. I did a radio bit where I covered myself in garbage bags and got people to whiz by me and splash me, and he was one of the first guys to do it, so it's pretty good.
Yeah. What about this one? First sign of spring is a Majestic's car show.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is. Why would they put a car show in spring, by the way? Your cars are going to get really dirty on the way there.
Brad says a robin.
Seeing a robin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Or what about just a Canada geese? Just hearing Canada geese? Or I think a sure sign of spring is when you're walking around Wascana and you get assaulted by a goose.
Yeah.
How's that?
They're stepping their stuff.
Nice spring day.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Growing up, I remember whenever I would try and undo my a knot in my shoelace with a fork, my mom would always say, watch it or you'll end up like Frida Honecker. You'll lose an eye like Frida Honecker. The story is that she slipped and the fork went into her eye and she lost it. Now, I know I told you, I said, it's a true story. It has to be a true story.
I Googled it and all I came up with is Frida Hunsaker, an artist.
So you don't believe me. Brad Murphy, help me out here.
I'm actually from Robert, which is right near Looseland, and I married a gal.
Yeah.
My wife, she's from Looseland, so I did some research for you yesterday.
Yeah.
Frida Honecker, consensus is, did lose her eye, or the use of her eye, because she was untying a knot on her shoe.
Oh! So it's true, there is a Frida Honecker.
There is actually a Frida Honecker, and she's still alive. She's 90 years old in May.
No!
How do we get a hold of her?
No, we got to get a hold of her. That's your mission. Well, but it's funny, you say it's in the Looseland area, and my mom is from Denzel.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so it's a true story. This actually happened.
So there's a 90-year, you're telling me there's a 90-year-old woman out there in the Looseland area with only one eye now because she tried to untie her shoe with a fork.
That's what I'm getting, yeah. There is some contradiction around the story. I dug with a few people, and there is some stories that the fork was thrown.
Oh.
But the consensus is that she did it with, as a young girl, she was trying to untie her shoelace.
Yeah.
So she could have been bitching to Gertrude that she couldn't get her shoe untied, and Gertrude said, here's a fork. And
yeah, use this fork. Yeah, this will work.
Bling.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Yesterday, it was first announced that Sunwing was going to ban their 737, their Boeing 737 MAX 8s from flying because of the Ethiopian air disaster, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then later on in the day, it was announced that all Boeing 737 MAX 8s will be banned from all airways in Canada until they figure out exactly what's going on with that plane. And then the U.S. followed suit. So it's not going to affect your Regina flights. The 737 MAX 8 doesn't fly out of Regina, but it could affect your connectors. So if you are flying to Toronto and connecting somewhere, they're maybe now searching for a new plane to get you places. So that could affect things. But makes you wonder, you know, how often do you get on a plane and you just don't think twice about it? You just get on and you just assume that everything's going to go right and everything's good. Does that worry you? Or are you one of the people that just get on a plane, you're not worried, it's one of those things, it's like getting in a car and you're there.
Yeah, that's a good point. I want to ask you, the one thing I think of when I hear you read that story, they pulled all the planes out of usage right now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How do they test them? Like, Who's the guy that says, you know, I'll take the flight to test it and see if it works? Like, who? Like, how do they test
they
that?
They paid well, I'm guessing.
I'm guessing. Good life insurance policy. But anyway, did you get scared?
You know, I get uneasy. I don't get scared. And I don't get uneasy until I get on the plane and you're actually, you know, you do that speed up down the runway and that maybe you'll get a little rock sideways here or there.
Yeah.
Then I kind of get a little uneasy and I'm uneasy for about 5 or 10 minutes. Yeah.
When I went to Mexico here this last in February, when we got on the plane, we're getting back on the plane, looked to see if the pilot had a whiskey nose. Because I could see him as I'm walking in, where they had it set up. I was like, okay, wait a minute. No, he looks pretty good. He looks pretty calm. Because how many times you don't know what's that pilot's mental health state like?
Yeah.
Maybe he lost $500,000 on a bad investment. Right. His wife's got him sleeping on the couch. Yeah. Who knows?
I'd think twice about flying out of Vegas. You know, the question to ask is, did you guys have an overnight layover here? Ask the flight crew that, like, was the captain out having some fun or having a really bad night?
Who's to say, you know, my life's not worth living. Who cares?
How do you do with air travel? 936 Wolf. And there are some days where I remember you and I got on a flight one time. Where were we going? Well, Mexico somewhere. And remember, the pilot was a female. And I remember just having this overwhelming feeling of happiness. Because I was just like, oh, thank God, everything's going to be okay. I just felt like a female pilot. And there are some people that are the opposite. Yeah. But I feel more confident knowing a female.
See,
and
on the other side, I'm thinking, okay, is she putting on her makeup, looking at her phone?
Oh, God,
drinking?
You're so stupid.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Talking about flight stories. Dave, what do you got?
Just calling. I'm flying to Montreal at the end of the month. Mm-hmm. And you know what? You guys are making me really nervous now.
I wouldn't worry about it. I'm flying to Boston in a little bit, too. So I'm not afraid of flying. Like, I get uneasy for the first 5 minutes. And then after that, it's all good.
I'm scared of heights, but oddly enough, when I'm on a plane, I actually have to be by a window because I got to see what's happening.
What part about flying makes you nervous?
The takeoff and the landing. I don't like heights either, but yeah, it's the takeoff and the landing. I get really nervous.
Yeah, what about that little bit of turbulence you'll get in the air every now and then?
That I can't stand.
Gripping the armrests like, oh my God!
I'm choking the passenger sitting beside me.
Especially if you're caught in the washroom when that happens. That happened to me once when we were going to Cuba. I was the heck? I'm in the bathroom.
Actually, I was on my way to Vegas one time, and the lady beside me, we hit turbulence, and she started praying out loud. There's nothing that makes you more nervous than that.
Yeah.
And then you say, hey, mind throwing in one or two Hail Marys for me?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Okay, we're talking about your anxiety when you fly air travel because they've grounded that plane now.
737 MAX.
Yeah, North America. Worldwide, actually, but just came U.S. and Canada grounded it. So we got this text from Andy. The feeling of having absolutely no control while on a plane when it's landing. Mm. Landing's usually when my nerves kick in. If it's bumpy, my fiance usually grabs for my hand, then immediately gives me a grossed out look because they're sweaty as hell.
Ugh.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That is. And then Justin sends us a text. Just got back from Hawaii last week. First time there. Mm. Pretty sure I was on one of those planes Chad was talking about in the news from Vancouver to Hawaii. I was paranoid the whole time the six-hour flight over water. I'd be even more paranoid if I would have known about this plane.
Yeah, there is something about flying over water, right? Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Honestly, be honest with me. When they give you the whole walkthrough at the start, like with you got to pull the mask and this, are you paying attention? Because like if you know what's going down, are you going to be calm enough to know what to do? Or are you going to be scrambling like hell?
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I don't like to sit in the emergency row either on a plane because I don't feel responsible enough to handle it. You know what I mean? I would be tripping people
because I'm not making fun of plane crashes at all. But if you crashed into the ground, you're done. And for me, if I crashed, well, you are. And if I crashed into the water, I'm gone because I can't swim.
Right.
So
yeah.
None of that means I'm
well,
just gonna,
that, the inflatable device underneath.
I'm gonna. I panic in the best of times. I'm not gonna be able to do that.
What, you wouldn't be able to maintain calm, Ballsy?
And you know how she always says, you know, take care of yourself first. You're damn right to take care of myself first.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.